This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials say more than 1,800 adults and children in Metro Denver need revaccinations for COVID. They say the Family Medicine Clinic for Health Equity mishandled vaccinations at its off-site locations. The state temporarily paused the clinics from giving out more vaccines until changes were made. Health officials say the Family Medicine Clinic is now compliant, and the organization has since hosted 3 off-site clinics. Denver Health could soon have a new chief executive. Colorado's former lieutenant governor, Donna Lynn, is expected to take over the health system. She's currently in a similar post in New York. Lynn was lieutenant governor under former governor and now U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper. Primary election ballots are arriving in mailboxes this week. Lost or missing ballots can be replaced. Arapahoe County Elections Director Peg Pearl says you still have 2 weeks to ask for a new ballot from your local county clerk's office.
As we get closer to the election in that final week, it's too late to mail a replacement to you, but you can still come pick one up or go vote in person once those vote centers open on June 20th.
Primary voting ends June 28th. Colorado author Kali Fajardo-Anstein's second book is out this week. Woman of Light takes place in Colorado around the main character, whose name is Luce. Fajardo-Anstein read excerpts at a book release party in Denver.
The mountains were permanent yet shifting, ancient though young, their white peaks reminding Luce of gray hairs while their aspen groves resembled veins. Luce felt partly made of mountains, as if the land was family. But the city was different.
Fajardo-Anstein's first book was a finalist for the National Book Award. With incoming new ownership at the Denver Broncos, football players are weighing in on the change. Lineman Garrett Bowles says he's excited to see what the new owners do with the team.
I feel like they're going to come in here and do what it takes to get back to where we need to be and build this organization like it should be.
A group headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton is buying the Broncos. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.